Welcome to Storytime. This is Calvin Rosser, and today I'm going to be talking about productivity. I recently asked my readers a simple question. What is the biggest challenge you're currently facing? And I wanted to respond to one of the answers I received today, and that's the following. My biggest challenge at the moment is being the most productive I can be each day. It seems like every day I set goals for myself to get tasks done, but I can never fully get caught up. I love this response because it's about a challenge that many of us face, which is how to be and feel more productive. And what's interesting about the time we live in is that despite having more tools than ever to actually be productive, many of us do not feel productive. And a lot of that has to do with not focusing on the right things and then also the endless distractions that exist in our world. It makes it hard to understand what to focus on in the first place. So when it comes to productivity, I wanted to level set on what do we even mean by productivity? On a very simple level, productivity is about getting more done in less time. But if we want to think about how we're actually going to feel productive about the things we're getting done, I think we need to make it more nuanced and start by thinking about getting the right things done in less time. So in doing so, we can move away from this narrative of productivity that many of us share, which is, you know, perhaps the idea of having a big to-do list, crushing all the items on that list, and then calling the day productive if we knock off all the items and feeling bad about ourselves if we don't. In a different view of productivity, one that I would say is more productive, we can think about productivity as understanding what it is that you want to do with the day, having the intention of doing it, and then actually doing it. So if you wanted to just hang out on the couch with your friends all day, and that was your intention, and that's what you did, then that's a productive day. On the other hand, if you had three big projects at work and you wanted to finish all three of those, and you actually did that, great, that's a productive day. So productivity doesn't have to be aligned to any particular type of task. Rather, it's about understanding what it is that you want to do and then actually going and doing that. And in doing so, you can remove some of that anxiety you might feel about those days where you're not productive by traditional terms, whether that's about, you know, advancing your learning or doing more work, etc., and you're just hanging out because you need that time to relax. That actually can be incredibly productive in many ways. And often those are the periods where we recharge and clarify and get our energy back so that we can do some of those more traditionally oriented productivity tasks. So that's one thing, which is, you know, your expectations and understanding of productivity definitely impact how productive you feel. So now I want to turn more to the practical side, and there's many great articles and books out there about how to be more productive. I just wanted to talk to a couple of the things that have been particularly helpful for me. And the first one is very basic. It's take care of yourself, hydrate, sleep, exercise, meditate, relax, whatever it is that you need to do to make sure that you have the right energy and focus, do those things. Because if you don't and you're feeling bad or sick or tired, whatever it is, it's going to be much harder to get the things that you need done. And so that's very simple, but it's definitely indispensable to actually being productive. Another one is every day when I wake up, I do a couple of things. One is I don't check my phone for the first 30 minutes of the day. And the reason I don't do this is because you can't control the inputs coming into you through your phone. So if you open up your phone and you see some Instagram notifications or text messages or emails, etc., those start to flow into your mind in a way that distorts your understanding of what you need to do today and might create a sense of urgency to do things that otherwise might not be the most important things you can be doing. So instead of that first 30 minutes on my phone or reading emails or reading the news, what I do is I sit down at my desk after making some coffee and write down three tasks that if I accomplish that day, will make that day a success. Often there's 10, 20 different things that I might actually do or want to do, but I narrow it down to a list of three things that if I accomplish them, then that's a productive day. And while I use three, you can use a different number. I'd recommend doing fewer than five. Three just happens to work for me. For example, today I have three simple things on my list. One is helping my team through the process of goal setting for the next year. The next is exercising, and the third is reading. It might seem simple, it might not seem productive, but those are the things that if I accomplish them today, one of which I've done, then it's a good day, and that's okay. Another interesting one I've learned over time, particularly as a remote worker who travels a lot, is to match your tasks to your energy. So for example, in the morning, I choose to do my hardest task or the one that requires the most energy from my brain. Usually that's some sort of writing-oriented task. That's something that requires me to sit down and really focus. And I do that because I have the highest capacity to focus in the morning. And so instead of responding to emails or doing more admin-oriented work, I choose to do my harder creative tasks and block off chunks of time to really focus in the morning, and that enables me to get those done. On the flip side, I personally start to slow down at some point in the middle of the afternoon, perhaps after lunch, and you know, there's a couple of hours where I'm just not operating as quickly as I was in the morning, and so I choose that period of time to do my admin-oriented tasks, whether it's responding to messages or, you know, organizing my files, etc. And finally, I get a little second wind near the evening, and that's when I might do some strategy or analytics-oriented work that definitely requires focus, but it doesn't require my best creative output, like the writing or other tasks like that do in the morning. So I think matching your task to your energy, if you can do that, is a really helpful way to be more productive because, you know, you're not trying to do your hardest task when you have the least energy. And when you do this, getting the things that you need to get done becomes a little bit easier and less friction-filled. Another one that's been helpful for me is turning off all social media and email notifications. Our phones come with the default with these applications sending us messages, and while it may seem harmless to, you know, get the update that your friend sent an Instagram post or that your boss sent you an email, frankly, these things are little distractions that prevent you from doing deep work and that distract you from the core few things that you likely need to do. So I would highly recommend spending 10, 15 minutes checking out your settings, figuring out the ways in which you can minimize the things coming to you on your phone, because those are just distracting inputs that are outside of your control and they can really lower your productivity. And finally, another thing I do is at the end of the week, I conduct a weekly review. And so in that weekly review, I see the progress I made against my goals. I talk about what went well, talk about what I learned, and talk about challenges. And often I, in that review, learn things about what made that week good or better than I expected it to be, and what made it bad or worse than I expected it to be. And when you do that weekly review, you start to get a pulse on the patterns that might be limiting you from making progress on your goals or feeling as productive as you might need to be. So that regular check-in is something that I find incredibly valuable. So just to wrap this up, in thinking about productivity, just imagine it as the simple process of knowing what you want to do, why you want to do it, and then doing it. It's not tied to doing any specific set of tasks, etc. And frankly, through most of your life, you're probably going to have more things that you feel like you need to do than you are physically capable of doing. And so the important thing is really getting clarity on which of those things matter. So prioritize the urgent and important tasks over those that are less urgent and unimportant. And when you do that, you might see that your to-do list is actually becoming smaller, but it's also becoming more focused in a way that you can actually get the things done, and the things that you're getting done are moving you in the direction you want to go instead of being little side distractions that prevent you from feeling productive. The worst thing with productivity is having a huge list, working incredibly hard, and then going home and still feeling like you weren't productive. That's often a sign that maybe you should clarify the things that are most important and those that, you know, once you complete, you can give yourself a break and say, hey, I had a productive day. And that's it for this episode of Storytime. Thank you to the reader who submitted this answer to my question of what is the biggest challenge you're currently facing. I hope you found this response helpful. If you want to learn more about my thoughts on productivity, I recently wrote an article on it called 7 Practices to Increase Your Productivity. You can find it at calvinrosser.com/7-productivity-practices. And if you want more of my thoughts on how to be more productive, how to live a better life, and How to Master the Art of Fulfillment, I write a Sunday newsletter that you can subscribe to on my website called Life Reimagined, where I share resources, books I'm reading, and other thoughts I have that hopefully help us all live a more conscious and fulfilling life. Until next time.